it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It is Monday. It's the start of a whole new week, unless this is your weekend. I know, but it's still, just treat it as a great day. It's all in your head. If you're going to be mopey and gloomy, then keep it at home or put it under a mask if that's what you're doing. It's 99.1 FM Talk. 991fmtalk.com if you want to send me a quick email or answer today's poll question, which is, are you going to abide by this mandate that the governor has set forth that you got to wear a mask inside, outside, private, public, doesn't matter. He wants to cut these numbers. Well, let me tell you, with the more testing we do, the more people are going to turn up positive, but that doesn't mean that they're going into the hospitals or that anybody's even dying. The numbers have increased, but there's no new deaths. Remember when the death count was there on the front page every day and in the announcements? That was to instill fear in the masses. And it's sad to say, when I was at Sam's Club the other day, out of, you know, the number of people that were in there, I was the only one not wearing a mask. So that's pretty darn sad. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Bob this morning. Hi, Bob. What are your thoughts today? What would you like to talk about?
Oh, just checking in. Hey, my wife and I had a thought last night. We're trying to do a little preemptive, being the greedy capitalists that we are. We expect the governor, the next thing to come down the line is he'll be giving us a directive on what kind of toilet seat liners we're legally supposed to use. So we figured we'd go ahead and market them and just call them Sisalac seats to get a jump on this whole thing.
I'll buy a dozen.
Hey, just saying.
There's your first sale, Bob. I'm sure we can rack up those sales. Appreciate that. But, you know, I love it that you and your wife are sharing thoughts.
Hey, you know, what are you going to do? We have all this time on our hands.
Exactly. So, Bob, thank you so much for the call. And thank you for putting a smile on my face. My cheeks are hurting. That is absolutely fantastic. Capitalism at its best. I see a lot of people capitalizing on the masks, and even somebody who is forced to wear a mask, they have an N95, and they wrote, I don't know if they can get away with it at work, but they wrote a four-letter word on the top and then Sisalac on the bottom. So, you know, at least he's wearing an N95. This concerns me. Just received this email this morning. Hi, Monica. Thought you might like to know this. I am a mother of a 9-month-old here in Reno. I just found out they are mandating masks inside the classrooms at all times. I have contacted Governor Sisalac and the representatives of Nevada and the CDC to lift this mandate. At least I tried. You have to do that. You have to at least try. I do not understand why they are mandated inside the classrooms. Daycare is a second home to these young children, and we are all connected in a way from home to school. The teachers are with them 8 hours a day in very close quarters, changing diapers, eating lunch, playtime, sleep time, hugging. I just don't see the point of masks inside the facility. Also, something very important to consider, children and infants communicate with facial recognition and speech. I feel if we continue with masks inside the classrooms, communication going forward will be confusing and unjust for learning and interaction with other human beings, especially with infants and 1 to 3-year-olds who are just learning how to talk. This is a very sad situation and huge mistake. It's heartbreaking to have our children not recognize you when you pick them up from school. And it's very callous to not allow them to visually understand facial and mouth movements and to communicate with their teachers. Personal note after that for me. So thank you so much for sending me that. Bex, wow. You are so right on there. I see a miserable world when you cannot see somebody smiling at you, when you cannot see joy on people's faces. Masks take away your identity. They take away your communication. And that is exactly what the left wants happening right now. Let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with somebody who always brings a smile to my face, and that's Terry. Good morning, Terry. Happy Monday.
Hey, Monica. How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. You want to talk about masks?
Yeah, you know, I was going to talk about that. I think all this is a big plot. And of course, Sisolak, being a big puppet like he is, following everything everybody else does, I see people out there wearing the mask. I know that they wear them out of fear because they've been taught to be in fear. But here's the thing, a little more in depth on something else. It's all a plot to get Trump not to get reelected. You know, now that they're saying, oh, well, Trump, he's behind in the polls and he's this and he's that, which we all know that's not true. So here they come back with another big flow of the, you know, here we go again. And, you know, I know that they've detected more of the virus only because they've tested more. You know, this is all so transparent. And I was told this morning when I went into the post office to check my mail, get a mask on or go back out. So I had to do what they said, but I wore no. And then I go in there and there's a lady standing there looking in her mailbox, but no mask. And I'm thinking, maybe they just selected me because they don't like me. But it's also, it's not funny. I wish I had something funny to say. Wow.
Yeah.
And then what you were elaborating about the kids, you know, they're all missing the socialness of it all. My grandson's so restless all the time because of this crap that's flowing over us like gravy over potatoes. But that's my little rant, and good morning to you, okay?
Good morning to you, sweetheart. And now you made me hungry. I'm thinking of biscuits and gravy now. But thanks a lot, Terry. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. but that's the way it is. Terry, you have a great day and say hi to that beautiful grandbaby of yours. That I know it's grandson. Sorry, he's not a baby. He's you know, this is where we have to focus our attention on the kids and help them to understand that this is how the government works when they want you to comply with something. When they want you
to... The hard thing to compete with.
FM News Talk. KKFT.
Did you burn yourself while grilling? Did you break your arm or sprain your...
Let's go back to the talk and text lines after that little oopsie there. And we've got Neil on the line. Hi, Neil. What is your... what's your thoughts for today?
I got a call yesterday about the surveys, and it took forever. Do you think the surveys are legit about the presidential campaign for Joe Biden and Donald Trump, or you think those are scams?
Well, I don't think that they're scams, Neil. I think they're really trying to get just some information from the polls, but it depends on who's doing the survey, because if you have, you know, a group with bias, they're looking for the calls that are going for their candidate, you know, and they could be asking questions that are manipulating people's answers. You know, it's a what if question, and that's manipulative. It depends on who's taking the survey. There are some legitimate ones out there, but not all of them. So, yeah, Neil, that was a great...
Another,
that was a good... No,
yeah,
I got to let you... I got to let you go, Neil. I got other people on the line. So thanks, Neil. I got to let you go. We got other people on the line. So thank you for the call. And that was a great question. Participate in the polls or participate in the surveys. I don't. And I really haven't talked to anybody who has. So I want to keep people guessing. I'm not going to give you my answer now. Of course, you know I'm going to vote for Trump, but there you have it. Quick text here from Gary. The police cannot protect the city hall or their police station, so they won't enforce mask mandates. They need to remove bums from parks and along the Truckee River. Give them a free bus ticket to San Francisco. Gary, the reason I wanted to focus on your email here is because, again, it falls into that manipulation. What happened to the homeless issue that we were just all talking about? The poop maps from San Francisco. The bums along the, you know, pretty much every overpass in every major city or even middle city that you see. Weren't we just talking about typhoid and these diseases coming back and the detriment that it was causing to society because these people were out on the streets? You don't hear much about that anymore, do you? That's because the Democrats were being called out, that the worst situations were in Democrat-controlled areas, even here locally. Sparks? No homeless issues. Why? They enforce the law. Reno? Major homeless issues, problems, fires started, deaths, murders. Because the laws aren't enforced. Because we have a Democrat in control. Hillary Sheevy, promoted a person who went over sergeants and captains and people that have been in leadership positions for years and appoints somebody to the office of police chief. Doesn't even have the education background for it. Because she wanted him there. And now he's acting city manager as well. Why? Because he does her bidding. Nice guy, but nice guys don't always do what's right. Hillary Sheevy, she's not necessarily the one pulling the strings. It's Democrats as a whole. Well, actually, in my mind, for Democrats, whole is only half a word, but you get my point. All of these other problems we were facing, when people realize and focus on the true cause of these problems, they have to come up with a new one to divert your attention. And now, this diversion is putting people's lives at risk. They are putting people, their health, their mental well-being, and their safety. Because what are you going to start doing? Profile every person that walks in to your business with a mask and sunglasses on? I'm sorry, but you're not coming into my business dressed that way. Just saying. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad that you are with me today, trying to spread a little bit of truth and just keep everybody moving forward with a smile on your face. because, well, you can't see if people are smiling at you or not. And that's a bad thing, because we feed off of other people's emotions around us. It's just because we're human beings. You know, people will walk around and say, oh, you know, I'm an empath. And I think we all are. Unless you're just plain evil. If you see somebody crying, you feel sad. Some people even start to cry. You see somebody yawn, you yawn sometimes. When people are happy and joyful, you start to smile. You start to bring on that. So what do you think happens to you mentally and physically when all you see is a mask on someone? It's to take away your identity. It's to take away the ability for people to communicate. Because the left, honestly, think about this. They don't want you communicating right now. They don't want you talking about your political thoughts. Because more and more people were. More and more people were waking up to what President Trump has done for this country. For what he has done for all races, for all religions. It doesn't matter to him if you are Democrat or Republican or independent, Libertarian, Green Party. He is doing what he sees best for everyone under the Constitution. And the left and, well, a number of Democrats as well don't like that. Why don't they like that? Because it's not in your best it is in your best interest. They don't want that. They want the control and the power, and that's what it's about. It's not about a virus, people. Please understand that. And if you believe that not wearing a mask is helping, yet you're doing it just to go into a store, I get it if you have to get your mail. But there are a lot of stores out there with a lot of services that don't require you to wear a mask. Make your stand. Let your voice be heard by not wearing a mask. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly. What's on your mind?
Oh, quite a bit, but I'll just give you a little slice because I really appreciate you and your audience. And I'd like folks to consider learning sign language. If you have a hiking compass, I'd like you to go out to your Paiute Pipeline Southwest gas meter and place your hiking compass near the meter. It might look like a mechanical analog, but it's actually emitting radio frequencies. Even after opting out and requiring the mechanical analog meter to be placed on the regulator, there are about 2 million of us customers out there for Southwest Gas Paiute Pipeline, and I'd like you to be aware that you have been lied to. So here's a friendly as I can be warning, and also the electric provider, Sierra Pacific Power, whoever it is, they did deploy radio frequency emitting made in China, not Underwriter Laboratory certified, and interferes with your medical devices such as the insulin pump and the pacemaker. Mm-hmm. Those were deployed around 2010 and 2012. I had to move from Floriston, unfortunately, in 2014, further west, and I purchased a radiation shielding coverall, a.k.a. the bunny suit. So that's me, the one in 300 million folks that's walking around in the full white coverall for about 4 years now. And the nice thing about my mask is it's 30% stainless steel, and it does shield and filter a little bit of the radio frequency radiation. So thank you to those folks that are speaking the truth, that are showing the truth, and we do have ways of measuring the radio frequency emissions for fairly cheaply, and I also purchased a Cornet, C-O-R-N-E-T meter, made in Middle California there in the Silicon Valley, and it's pretty amazing. When I drive past the CHP checkpoint, or when I go near that giant tower near the convention center, or any of the nefarious disguised weaponized 5G, it's not disguised very well, it does set the leukemia alarm off. And so just know that in order to cover up what they're actually doing, let us not be distracted, but let us love our neighbor as ourselves. And thank you. I love you, Nevada.
Thanks, Kelly. Love you too. Thanks for the call. And, you know, Kelly's absolutely right. These, you know, you see the meters used all the times on some television shows and things. These are fairly inexpensive to get. If you don't believe that this is really going on, why don't you take that step for yourself, for your family? Don't be a follower. Be a leader. If the health and safety, the well-being of your family is truly that important, this is to people on the left and the right, why don't you break away and actually do a little research for yourself, even if it's just on the internet, by not using Google? You can do it. It might be a little too eye-opening for you to understand, but it's important for you. It's important for you to truly understand what is going on. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your live and local FM talk stations. And I tell you, I start looking at headlines and it just blows me away. You know, when we should be talking about Governor Sisolak and the special session coming up. And here's one of the headlines for today. Netflix series to dramatize Kaepernick's path to activism. He's a putz. I've never had Netflix. I was thinking about it. Then they did that deal with the Obamas, and I said, oh, hell no. And now I'm glad that I wish I had it so I could cancel it. That is just incredible. Do you know what this week is? This week is the lead up to the weekend. Yes, I know. But Saturday is Independence Day. It's July 4th. And everything around us has been canceled and taken away from us. So tomorrow, I wanted to kind of ease into today and get you going for the week. But tomorrow until Friday, during the show, we will have experts on the Constitution on. We will have, it's going to be just a whole educational week with local talk worked into it of why we are fighting for what we have and what we need to hang on to. Because this is getting ridiculous, people. It's getting ridiculous. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Bruce this morning. Hello, Bruce. You want to talk about the agricultural station?
Yeah, that's correct. It's we go up to the Gray Eagle area quite frequently as we camp up there. And this particular Saturday afternoon, going through the ag station, it was all backed up, and they asked for firewood and, you know, fruits and vegetables and all that, and they go through everybody's trunk and RV. But at this particular time, which was different and strange, there was a, what I believe, and I talked to an ex-CHP about it, and it does appear it was a federal law enforcement had a presence there, about a half a dozen, and I don't know what they were doing there. I was wondering if anybody in the listening audience may know what that was all about. When I was required to open up my back of my truck, and even though I had a couple of coolers in there, they didn't even bother looking. They just gave me a slip of paper saying that, yes, my vehicle's been checked. And I asked the officer, can you help me understand why you're here? And he says, well, we are here because we're looking for drugs, dead bodies, and fireworks. Okay. I don't think that was the right answer. But I thought that was interesting, and I had contacted my oldest daughter and husband, headed back to the socialist state of California, and nothing was going on in the ag station up at Truckee, and I'm not sure down in Topaz. So why this ag station? So I'm just wondering if anybody knew what was going on there. I thought it...
Well, I mean, it's sometimes they could get a tip or something, but it does seem strange because if they were looking for dead bodies or drugs, if they didn't go through your coolers, you could have had all kinds of stuff stashed in there, you know, cut the body up. And, you know, it just that seems strange, you know, dumb that he would tell you that. But, you know, Bruce, I have never been through that ag check station and ever asked a question. I've never had my trunk looked into. They just wave you through. Hey, have a great weekend. So that does seem really strange. They didn't ask you about masks, did they?
Nope.
Huh.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to have to look into that, Bruce, because that is really strange. That to me, if the feds are out there, that tells me that they got a tip on something. And you know, with the Antifa protests that we've been having, you know, domestic terrorism, I wouldn't be surprised if they were looking for these guys traveling back and forth, trying to do harm to people,
the only thing
to monuments.
That we can come up with.
Yeah, I know you're not supposed to assume.
It's a surreal, absolutely surreal time. Had breakfast at the Atlantis on Saturday morning early, and boy, I don't know if you've been into a large gaming property, but that's a surreal situation as well.
Yeah, they keep us shut down. This economy is supposed to break, and break for a reason. You know, that's going to be a big topic at the special session coming up in July with the governor.
Yeah, I don't see how economically that the hospitality industry is going to be able to survive.
On our backs. That's how it's going to survive. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And the rest of the state. So, Bruce, thank you so much for the call and the heads up on that. I have a few friends in the federal enforcement, so I'll definitely be calling them today. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Joseph this morning. Hi, Joseph. What's on your mind?
Hey, Monica. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. I heard an interesting statistic you might be interested in. It was on Katie. I don't know if you're familiar with Katie Grimes, California Globe. She had linked an article on there. The guy had done some research and found out that between 2012 and 2018, that 28.3 million write-in ballots were missing that have never been accounted for.
I had not heard that statistic, but I do not doubt it at all, because we are getting word in that the mail-in vote fraud that's been discovered in Oregon and New Jersey. You know, Oregon, that state that we look to, that they've had mail-in ballots for years now, and they have no problems. And it's like that. I call BS on that. There are problems. Yeah. People just don't take the time to weed them out and discover them. Because what do you do, Joseph, when you pass on your ballot? You believe you believe that it is being counted. So where are our watchdogs?
Right. There's no way to tell. I mean, no way to tell if it's been counted or not. I mean, we took ours down and turned it in at the registrar, but, you know, there's no way to know that it's been counted even though.
Yeah. It's and who's counting it? Who's knocking out that signature as not being able to be verified? So who's watching the poll watchers? I don't know. Joseph, thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
It just shows we have to watch out. We have to take a better hawkeye at this to understand how we are being manipulated. Gene's on the line with us right now at 884-9910. Hi, Gene.
Hi, how are you? I wanted to talk about Governor Sisolak. Was watching the news early Saturday morning, and a little trailer came by that says Governor Sisolak launches Clean Car Nevada initiative.
Yep.
So sometime on Friday, he rolled out a proposal, and I just want to convey again to the listening audience that if you read the Democratic state platform under taxes and economy, and also under the heading of energy, it explicitly states that punitive taxes are to be utilized to dissuade the public from using traditional forms of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if we segue from the mask order from the governor and we look at this initiative that he's launching, we can deduce that there will be some measures to compel us to, if we're not going fast enough with this, to with punitive taxation. And I'm talking about escalating gasoline taxes and the inevitable, if we don't stand up to this, it will be a mileage tax on our vehicles. So
it's definitely escalating, because remember there was I like how you put not participating fast enough, because that's what it all boils down to. Everything that we've seen, you know, they push out electric cars, they get all these different styles. What would it take for you to drive an electric car? They put out these incentives financially, they put out tax credits, and people still aren't going for it. So what do they have to do? They have to tax regular cars out of existence.
Mm-hmm. Well, it also is a little bit peculiar that the governor would choose, you know, right in the crosshairs of this pandemic, and they're going into allegedly to clean up a budget mess in the special session. Why is he using a special session to launch initiatives like this when they should be or would be better suited to in the 2021 legislature, where the public is going to have access to their lawmakers, because they're going to have the wagon circled around the Capitol and these legislators, and we won't really know what's going on unless we have a diligent media and onlookers from afar to monitor what they might be doing with this. But I thought it was a little peculiar. And
Gene, come on. You are smarter than that. They're doing it during a pandemic when you're not supposed to be social, or when you're supposed to be social distancing and not going into these meetings, so they can do it without public input. I know you were fooling me there. I know you were twisting it, so I'd have to say it. They're doing it on purpose, and they're making sure that the public isn't involved. It's just like the city and the county meetings that are still going on without public input. And they say, oh, no, you can do it by Zoom. And you really can't, because when you do meetings by Zoom, it's all being tracked. It's all being traced. And this is just such an unfortunate situation that we are in, Gene. And it's unfortunate because we have let ourselves get to this point, and they're taking full advantage of it. I don't know how. No, go ahead.
I concur with that thought, you know, but it just seems to me that something like this should have waited until 2021. And I just want to, you know, caution the listening public out there that what's behind this are the aforementioned taxes in the Nevada State Party platform with respect to energy. And the specter of that, if we're not complying fast enough to attain our electric vehicles, that these kind of draconian measures are in the offing. So that's really the thrust of me getting on the air today.
All right. Gene, thank you so much. And I appreciate you helping educate people of what's going on, especially with Governor Sisolak. Let me just go through this quickly for you. So in case you don't get need-to-know news, it's really easy. It's needtoknow.news. Bringing this to you today, this was just released actually a little bit ago. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of Oregon voters had their party changed from Republican to non-affiliated without their permission, consent, or knowledge. In New Jersey, 700 Republicans who received mail-in ballots for the primary found that all the candidate options were Democrats. In addition, about 3,200 ballots out of 17,000 were not counted in Patterson, leading the local NAACP to call for a redo of the election. In Texas, Fort Bend County Sheriff Nellis says that an unidentified postal worker threw away a bundle of his campaign mailers last week. A local business owner provided a video in which a postal worker can be seen throwing an object in the dumpster behind a building. When he checked the dumpster, he found the sheriff's reelection campaign flyers. So people can be bought. People are biased. Signatures can not be verified because of political parties. This is why we cannot go to mail-in ballots in November. These are some of the tactics, just some of the tactics that are being used to thwart this election, because she wasn't supposed to lose. We'll wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, featured right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So we are just a few weeks away from a special session that has been called for by a Democrat governor who really doesn't know, or maybe he does know what he's doing. And maybe he knows exactly why he's manipulating this special session the way that he is. He's postponed it, was supposed to be tomorrow, June 30th. But he postponed it until the latter part of July. Still don't have an agenda yet. Because when you have a special session, you're supposed to have a limited, straightforward, get right to it agenda. But the final agenda hasn't been announced. Why? Doesn't want it picked apart. Doesn't want people to know what they're going to be meeting about. Now, remember that this is all under the guise of COVID-19. To limit your access to the special session, to limit time to research, to limit time to respond. This is how he's going to be able to push things through. Because right now he knows he has the votes. He knows he's going to have the votes in the next regular session in February. So he is going to try to push whatever he can down our throats in the name of safety, in the name of fiscal responsibility. As the media puts it out there, hundreds of millions of dollars, not being realistic with you, but by the time we actually get to the regular session, it's going to be more over $1 billion that we just don't have. You have to find your access. Find that person in the legislature that you can rely on. It's not always going to be your elected representative. Find out where you can get the facts and follow along, because in my opinion, this is going to be the start of something very bad for the state of Nevada. And we have to push back while not wearing a mask. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Love you. Have a great day and just cherish it.